The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That's Georgie Music, our guy. 3 o'clock hour on the Hockman, Crowder, and Solana show. Hawk will be back with us next week. Appel is with us. Crowder and I in studio. Jimmy here with us as well. Appel, what'd you make? We haven't talked to you since Monday when you joined the show and called it fantasy land stuff that yeah. Zito was going to be able to put together Ekblad and Marchand contracts after giving Bennett all the money he did. You said you were hoping it could happen and you felt like it was a possibility, but you did call it Fantasyland stuff, only for it all to come together within the next 2 hours on the show. No, but seriously, what'd you make of that? You're the biggest Panthers fan on the show, and I mean, obviously you're thrilled like everybody else, but the fact that Zito was able to pull it off, I imagine, like, just not something you really expected to happen.
I mean, first of all, Will Weedo. I mean, earning the W's in his name.
Yeah.
I don't think there was a single info guy who covers the league that had them keeping all three guys. There were more reports out there that they weren't going to keep any of them than there were that they'd be able to bring back all three. Now, Bill Zito made it a point to give credit to Ekblad, Bennett, and Marchand for being flexible on their ends to make this all work. And I just think it's really cool. I've said it before that this franchise has gone from the place where guys who are over the hill finish out their careers, earn a nice paycheck with no income tax, and then, you know, kind of retire. Now they're getting guys who want to take less to win here, and it's been proven to be a great place for someone to jumpstart their career again. Oliver Ekman-Larsson, Nate Schmidt. And they signed Jeff Petrie to a league minimum deal yesterday. He's 37 years old. So not exactly the same as the two previous examples of this, but it's Bill Zito, and it's what this organization has built, where guys like Brad Marchand, who were Boston Bruin lifers, who were thought to come in here as a rental, is now going to finish his career as a Florida Panther. Aaron Ekblad, who was drafted first overall by this team, and has seen everything, the worst to obviously what we've seen the last 2 years. He is likely going to finish his career as a Panther, as is Sam Bennett. And I think that's the coolest part about this, is we don't have to worry about seeing the guys that are truly part of this core going somewhere else and finishing their careers in another uniform. They're all going to be here, and they're going to be contenders again for the next 2-3 years. You'll worry about the last 2 or 3 years of those contracts when it's time. Worry about tomorrow, tomorrow. For now, they've got a shot at a three-peat because everybody decided they wanted to make it work to stay here. And I think that's really, really, really cool.
And Josh, this, like, I'm gonna break it to people. State tax and warm weather, it's been an advantage of South Florida for forever. Like, it since they started, in the 80s, they had no state tax and warm weather. And then now Bill Zito comes in. He can sell state tax and warm weather. Like, why do these guys want to stay? Is it Paul Maurice? Is it the style? Is it going all the way up to the ownership group of just we? Like, the people on TV and all, we've talked about it. And the whole no state tax stuff, it's BS. It's been like that forever. There's been a sundown here forever. Why now are guys taking pay cuts and just wanting to be down here?
It's all of the things you mentioned. It's Vinny Viola. It's Matthew Caldwell. It's Bill Zito and the entire front office. It's Paul Maurice. And it's the guys in the room. I one of my favorite stories from this postseason run happened in the Stanley Cup final when Thomas Nosek took the delay of game penalty in game one and the Panthers lost in overtime. And afterwards, Paul Maurice basically pulled him aside and had a heart-to-heart with him, basically saying, hey, we were down 2-0 in the second round, and then your line came in and jump-started this run for us. We're not in this position in the first place without you. Tomas Nosek, in his first season, the guy who was pushed out of the lineup and then brought back in, and Paul said during one of those press conferences that at the post-game meal, everybody was sitting next to him. Everybody was talking him up. And after that, games 2 through 6 of the Stanley Cup final, that dude was nails, absolute nails, when his line and when he was out there. I think that's just a microcosm of what they've built in South Florida, where not only is it a great organization, but the guys in the room, they're so welcoming, and it's such a fun atmosphere to go play in. Why wouldn't guys want to stay? Why wouldn't guys want to take less to come play here? And again, to your point, we've talked about it. No state income tax and no sun has been here for forever, right? Like, this is a very poorly run organization before Vinny Viola took over.
Yeah.
There are other teams that are in states with no income tax, and they haven't built what the Panthers have built. So the credit has to go to ownership, the front office, the coach, and the players top to bottom, because what they've built here is really special.
It's the dumbest argument. It really is, because, I mean, every sports league has to deal with it, and the other sports leagues aren't saying, wow, I mean, these teams have an upper hand because of no state tax. And like, every team has had to deal with this forever. And look, does it benefit the Florida Panthers right now because a guy like Brad Marchand might be willing to take less, or Aaron Ekblad or Sam Bennett might be willing to take less because of it? Sure. But to take away from what this organization has built over the past 5 years and just chalk it up to, oh, it's because those guys get tax breaks that other states don't. No, like, that's just lazy analysis to me. It really is.
And also, Crowder knows this from when he played in the NFL. You get taxed where you play, right? So if you're not playing all 82 games in Canada, you're not getting taxed like that there, number one. Number two, these guys have great accounts, I'm sure. I'm sure they perform every loophole possible. But when people talk about this, nobody ever brings up the guys who left to go get more money. Brandon Montour, congratulations to him. Kevin Stenlund, Ryan Lomberg, Oliver Ekman-Larsson, Nate Schmidt now. Like, there are guys who leave because the Panthers just can't make it all work, and they go and they cash in, and it's great for them. It's awesome. But, like, it's such an overblown thing, and it's because you've got I hate doing this, but, like, Paul Bissonnette has been, like, the loudest one banging this drum because he's got one of the biggest platforms in NHL media. He's a Toronto guy, and the Panthers have punked Toronto 2 of the last 3 years. So what's he going to do? He's going to try and find every excuse in the book, and all of a sudden state taxes are a big deal. It's enough.
It's the Canadians, Appel. You can say
yeah,
it.
It's the Canadians. It's the Canadians. I thought our Brad Marchand Conn Smythe bet was going to hit because the Canadian media hates Sam Bennett that much. Didn't work out that way, but that was part of the theory.
In terms of, hey, we'll worry about those contracts 3 years later, I'm not going to do the thing where I'm like, oh, those contracts are too long, because I'm with you.
You did it yesterday.
Ah. Well, you know, I do have some questions about paying 44-year-old Brad Marchand or 42-year-old Brad Marchand 6 years from now.
Marchand's going to be in 5.5 years. I don't give a damn.
No, I understand it, though, Pell. Hey, this core is unbelievable. They've won back-to-back Stanley Cups, not Marchand including, but you won him here. And I think it's phenomenal. What they had to do to keep these guys here. But the idea there is just cash in as much as you can now. And then you said, yeah, we'll worry about it down the line. What does that typically look like? Because I genuinely don't know. I'm asking here out of a place of ignorance. What does that look like in hockey? Is it easy to get out from contracts like that later on?
Not necessarily. You'd have to have a team that is willing to take on that money. Like, just for an example, if the Panthers want to get rid of the $5 million that they're paying Brad Marchand when he's 42 and 43 years old, those final two seasons, he's retired or just not playing, they can attach a draft pick and send it to, like, just because this is where they are now, like the Sharks or the Blackhawks, who'll be willing to eat some salary for a draft pick or a different kind of asset. There are ways you can work around it there, but I would also say the cap is going up. And by the time these deals are up, the cap's going to be even higher. So swallowing a $5 million a year contract for 2 or 3 years, it's like if you bought somebody out. Like, the reason they were able to get Nate Schmidt and Oliver Ekman-Larsson so cheap the last 2 years is because they were bought out of their previous contracts from the Canucks and from the Winnipeg Jets. So they might have to wear it, but I don't think it's going to hurt as much. I mean, if you go ahead and look what their cap space is for next season, while all of these guys are locked in for 5, 6, 7, 8 years, they got like $20 million of cap space next season. Some of that's going to go to re-signing Bob. Some of that's going to go to re-signing Nico Mikkola. But they're not putting themselves in a position that they don't think they can deal with. That's how thorough this Bill Zito-led front office is.
And even if, look, man, even if the Panthers, theoretically, Appel, I'm not saying that they are, but theoretically, even if the Panthers are saying, hey, F 8 years from now, like, who cares about 8 years from now?
Yeah.
I'm cool with that. I'm cool with an organization saying, we're going all in on the core right now to try to win as much as we can right now over the next 2, 3, 4 years. And, yeah, maybe we'll be bad for 4 or 5 years after that when all these guys are old, maybe they're a little washed, and we kind of have to figure things out. Who cares? Like, if you can win 3 or 4 Stanley Cups in a stretch of 6, 7, 8 years,
hell yeah!
Like, who cares? That's a dynasty. Yes. You put together a dynasty. If you could tell every sports fan in the world, hey, you'll have a dynasty over a span of 10 years. For the next 10, you're probably gonna stink. You probably take that,
right?
Don't you?
And I'll also say this. We're acting like they're signing these guys to these contracts when they're 31, 32 years old. No, like, a lot of them are like 28, 29.
Oh, no, yeah.
And like, you're early to mid-30s. Like, you see what Sidney Crosby's doing in Pittsburgh, what Alex Ovechkin just did this year in Washington. I'm not saying that every player is going to age as well as those guys have. I mean, the Panthers had 87-year-old Jaromir Jagr completely change the trajectory of Alexander Barkov and Jonathan Huberdeau's career when he was a Florida Panther. You could still get quality hockey out of guys who are in their mid-30s. And I think, hopefully, that's what we see from this group. Because I happen to think a guy like Sam Reinhart, a guy like Alexander Barkov, their style of game, them specifically, will age well. Sam Bennett, I don't know. We'll see. But it's a no-brainer to bring those guys back at this price. It just is.
Josh, love them all, the Sam, the Bennett's, the Reinhardt's, the Kachuk's, the everyone. How long is Bob going to play? Because I think we overlook it. Because
that's a good question.
That's the linchpin of this whole organization. Let me know if I'm wrong.
I think this upcoming year, this upcoming season, Appel, that is the final year in his contract?
Give him $100 million.
I mean, yeah, well, huh? Okay. Don't get carried away.
$200 million.
They're going to re-sign him. He's not going anywhere. He'll finish his career as a Panther, whether they give him 3 years or 2 years or 4 years, whatever it is. It's not going to be at $10 million a year again. But this is one of those guys that takes such good care of his body that he could probably play, not this workload, but quality hockey at 39 years old if you're using him intermittently throughout the season. Like, we talked about last week, the Neil Tarasov, the guy they brought in from Columbus. It's somebody who Bill Zito was familiar with from his time with the Blue Jackets. Tarasov looks up to Sergei Bobrovsky. There's a lot of family connections there. They're from the same city in Russia. I wonder if this is a mentor-mentee type situation, and they're trying to see if Tarasov can be the guy once Bobrovsky does hang it up, if he could take over for him when that time comes. I'm not worried about Bob. I read an interview translated from Russian yesterday that he did, where he talked about how he takes care of his body, and his dad basically gave the same answer. Like, they're so locked in, and he's already back, I think, in St. Petersburg, working out and going through the routine and doing all of that to stay in great shape. But don't forget, Roberto Luongo, he played here till he was till he retired as well. Wasn't the youngest chap in the dressing room.
How do you feel about somebody using chap while talking sports?
I don't know. Josh says some weird words, man.
Yeah
I done caught him in the past saying weird words. Yeah. Chap. Hey, chap.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Calls a man a teacher's man. He's a dedicated man.
He's a chap.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Your headlines, they're brought to you by our friends at Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. So I told you, the Miami Heat, they officially signed Kasparis Jakučonis. We're calling him either Kaz or KJ.
KJ.
So here's his contract, right? 4 years, $17,730,607, including $7.5 million guaranteed, average annual salary of $4.4 million. Okay, now remember those numbers.
Good money.
Mm-hmm. Very good money. I mean, that no matter what happens, he could be the biggest bum in the history of the game. He, for sure, is going home with $7.5 million. And over the next two seasons, he'll make around $9 million, almost. And then, if the Heat want to keep him for two more years, he'll make another $11 million. So, I mean, no matter what, he's going home with a nice chunk of change.
Where is he from?
Kasparas Jakučionis, Lithuania. I believe
that's probably good money in Lithuania.
I would say that is very, very good money in Lithuania. Very, very, very good money in Lithuania. He was a pro, though. Don't forget, he played in Barcelona. Like, this guy played professional basketball.
Yeah. I heard him today with Tobin and Leroy and them. Yeah, I heard him today. Heard his coach talking
the coach.
Today, and they were kind of talking about him and all. I didn't know all that about him. Like, it's not surprising that he dominated college the way he did after I heard his story.
All right, so the reason why I bring this up. The top pick in the NHL, Matthew Schaefer, and Appel, you probably know a little bit more about him than I do, but I know the kid has a pretty tremendous story. He lost his mother, and then the family he was living with, there was a tragic incident as well.
They call them billet families when players go and play in junior hockey, and that's the family they live with, and the mom of that family tragically also passed away.
Right, but like within 6 months of each other, these terrible events happened. He's a number one pick in the NHL draft. It's a huge story.
$7 million is 5.9 million euros. That's what they use in Lithuania is euros.
Well, then he's good.
Yeah.
He's good. If he wants to go back to Lithuania, I imagine 5.5 million euros will 5. go
9,
a long way.
5.9, yeah.
Oh, 5.9?
He's living. He's Lithuania living.
Matthew Schaefer, the top pick in the NHL draft, is going to make this year $975,000 with the New York Islanders as a rookie.
He gets a signing bonus, though, I believe.
He does, but that is still insane. When you look, top 10 NBA rookie contracts, Cooper Flagg, $62 million guaranteed. Mm-hmm. Dylan Harper, $56 million. VJ Edgecombe, $50 million. Just all the guys in the top 10 are making $27 million. Bro, then you compare it to what the Stanley Cup champions just paid their core players to stay. Like, it's crazy the money in the NBA. Absolutely crazy. Brad Marchand is making $32 million. 6-year contract extension, so around $5 million average annual value. He's making less than Cooper Flagg in his first contract.
Oh, because it's with the TV stuff.
No, for sure.
People don't enjoy watching hockey.
I'm not criticizing anybody.
And
it's just,
and less roster spots, which
for sure.
means more money to go around. But I would also say, and I think we've talked about this before, I feel like that's more of the reason why fans have a stronger connection to players in hockey. Not that, like, I'm on the same level as a guy who makes $32 million over a 6-year contract, but it's a lot closer to Shea Gilgeous-Alexander making $71 million a year for the Thunder not being able to open a champagne bottle.
the NHL salary cap for an entire team is $95 million.
And hold on, Crowder,
that's
it's
crazy.
Going up to like 103.
And it's nothing compared to the NFL and NBA. Like, but it's all the TV deals. It's honestly, I didn't love watching hockey till about 5 years ago. Now me and my kids watch it. We watch the Panthers. But I'm not turning on a Vegas Golden Knights and Kings game on a Wednesday night and watching. I'm a Panthers fan. I'll watch the Browns play the damn Pittsburgh Steelers on a Sunday night. Like, it's a difference in the viewing of hockey and the other sports in the U.S. It's like soccer. You in soccer? It's not. Most people in the U.S. aren't like that. I'm not sitting there watching Juventus play. I don't even know what the hell that is.
Yeah, big win for
Don't tell me about Juventus.
Okay.
Monterey got kind of robbed there. Oh, no, that was Dortmund.
I don't know Dortmund. I don't know PSL, whatever these people are.
Yeah.
I don't understand it, and I don't know it. I know it's big overseas, Josh.
Well, Real Madrid beat Juventus yesterday at Hard Rock Stadium, 1-0. Yeah. Jimmy's cousin, Gonzalo Garcia, scored the game-winning goal. So you're not going to watch the
no.
quarterfinals? Is it the quarter? Yeah, the quarterfinals of the FIFA Club World Cup?
No.
Is there any player in the world in soccer that you're like, huh, that guy's playing, I want to watch him?
No, it's really not. And I know Mbappe. My son, I bought jerseys. Yeah. I bought Mbappe jerseys for my son. He watches soccer. And he's young. He's 13, and his friends watch soccer. And they've actually – he told me names to watch. But I'm not saying Mbappe's playing at 9. I have to be home.
So there's no, like, Caitlin Clarks of the world in soccer?
Caitlin Clark is there. I don't even know why you reference that.
I'm not doing this with you. But did you guys see – I'm not doing it with
I'm not
you.
Doing this with
but
you.
Did you guys see the Red Panda news?
Oh, the heartbreaking.
That's the lady that balances the plates?
The lady that balances the plates. I don't know if there's been any update, so I realize this actually could be a sensitive topic, and I'm kind of bringing it up to – I don't know if, like, laugh, but, I mean, it's just a funny headline. Halftime show legend Red Panda exits WNBA's Commissioner's Cup final in wheelchair after fall during performance. Mm. The fact that somebody who's a halftime show performer has to be – taken out in wheelchair is just a funny headline. But I realize, like, this is genuinely tragic because she is balancing on a stick with plates and bowls on a unicycle. Yeah, like, it's legitimately more impressive what she does than what the athletes who are getting paid, in this case hundreds of thousands, but millions when she does it at Oracle Arena for the Warriors games. That's more impressive, Crowder, than you tackling, I don't know,
actually
Tony
not.
Gonzalez.
No, it's actually not. But, you know, it's a work. A
you
work.
Don't think what Red Panda does is more no. impressive than you tackling Tony Gonzalez?
No, no. It's the best athletes in the world. You think Red Panda's a better athlete than NFL and NBA and NHL and players, players?
I'm willing to have this conversation.
Red Panda's a better athlete than all the top sports in the world.
What she does takes more coordination, takes more skill than what most NFL players are required to do.
I'm going to need to see visual evidence that Crowder ever made a play on Tony Gonzalez.
I made a tackle.
Well, I mean, I'd love to take your word for it.
He might have been 18 yards down the field, but I slapped that ankle.
A half tackle.
YB might have grabbed him, but I slapped that ankle.
Appel, do you know if there's any update? Like, is she okay?
I mean, look, her wrist is a very important component of her whole act. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure she can perform with a broken wrist. I mean, she legitimately never makes mistakes. Maybe she'll drop a bowl every now and again, or she'll drop a plate. But as far as, like, falling off the unicycle and getting legitimately injured, that doesn't happen. I'm sad for her.
But isn't it a work?
I hope she recovers.
Isn't it a work
quickly.
Hazard? There's jobs that are, you know, that are physically dominating or physically dangerous, and you have to understand that when you take that job. If I'm on a unicycle balancing plates, I have to understand if I fall, I'm going a long way down.
She's been doing this since 1993, by the way.
So her batting average is 99?
Yeah. No, but it's almost like it was inevitable, wasn't it?
900? Yeah, you're going to fall.
Surprise doesn't happen more. I mean, the court kind of slippery.
Yeah, it's a work hazard.
They should put her in the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame.
Absolutely.
I disagree with that.
I agree.
75 out of 100, but I don't agree with the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Hmm.
She spins plates on her hand.
Well, I could do that. Yeah, you grabbed guys.
No.
I could do that with what you did, too. I could downplay. I could diminish your profession as well.
Diminish?
You grabbed guys.
Okay, so free market. You get paid for what you do, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So why don't more people go into Red Panda plate spinning?
Because they can't do it.
No, because it's not lucrative.
No, because they can't do it.
After 5 seconds of seeing the lady on the unicycle spin plates on her finger, you say, that's pretty cool. I'm going to go get a hot dog.
She's the most famous halftime performer in the United States.
No.
Right?
I'm not certain Crowder's ever seen Red
No,
Panda.
Yeah. She spins plates on her fingers.
This is sounding a lot like someone who has never even taken the time to see.
Yeah, you've never watched Red Panda, right?
Unicycle lady spins the plates on her fingers, right?
This is way oversimplifying the magic of Red Panda.
No, you grabbed
guys. Borderline insulting.
That's what you did. Your entire career, you grab guys. If that's what you're going to do to Red Panda, that's what I'm going to do to you. That's what I'll do to NFL
guys. The unicycle lady.
You play with a ball.
That spins plates on the fingers. That's a talent bigger than professional athletics.
I'm saying she's the best halftime performer in sports.
No, the kombucha monkeys riding border collies.
Get out of here, man.
Who would want a monkey ride a border collie over a lady spin plates on her fingers?
Jimmy, can you call the unicycle store and see if we can get a unicycle and some plates and see if Crowder can recreate this? Everything's it's so easy.
Josh, have you ever seen them look monkeys drive, ride them border collies?
It's great.
He loves
man, that is the highlight of my life.
But it's not Red Panda.
Unicycle. I can do a pop a wheelie. Y'all want me to bring my bike into the studio?
I do, actually. I do, yeah.
I'll pop a wheelie around the whole studio. I'll play with some plates, and y'all would be mesmerized.
I saw the video of you trying to skateboard.
The skateboards, those X Game wheels are too loose. I like a tight wheel.
How was the X Games, by the way?
It's way bigger than you think it is. It's crazy. It's a bunch of people, but there's a certain human being that goes to the X Games that I usually don't hang with.
Right.
It's like, I don't like the, they're called alt, like colorful hair and Vans. They told me, I asked some of them, they're like, we're called the alt community.
Huh.
And it's just like, yeah, we don't speak the same language.
Hmm.
Not a lot of Rays hats there?
Not a lot of Rays. Not a lot of black people, to be honest.
Hmm.
Yeah. Huh. Very limited black people. But just like, yeah, they don't wash a lot. I fit in there.
Yeah. Yeah. But you do have that in common with the alt.
No, do you know alt? Alt is like a community now. Like it used to call them goth when I was a kid.
Yeah.
They're called alt now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of alt there, colorful hair, you know, like weird, dirty, big jeans.
The big jeans are back in style. I've noticed that.
Kind of hate them.
Alt. I learned something
out
in Utah.
Yeah.
Alt.
All right. Alt.
Alt. It's a community of people, man. Man, y'all can go to hell.
How can you say that after how you've talked about Red Panda in this segment?
Red Panda's not alt. She rides a unicycle and balances dinner plates.
Yeah, but that would not tell me to go to hell when you're sitting here poo-pooing Red Panda.
Poo-pooing? It's very entertaining. 3 minutes, Red. Call her a nickname. Give her a nickname.
I'll get you tickets to Warped Tour. That way, you know, maybe you're exposed a little bit more to that community. You'll embrace it a little bit more.
They're nice. I had a good time. I had to adjust to the alt.
All right.
Yeah. They like boba tea.
Oh, I love a boba tea.
Man, they had a boba tea. Everybody had boba tea.
I love
tea. Boba tea?
Yeah, there's so many bubble tea places all across Miami. I mean, I'm in South Miami the other day. 17 bubble tea places all across South Miami. I stopped at every single one of them.
Yeah.
Every single one of them. Fill me up with boba.
You guys are going to laugh at me for this, but I was just trying to find something to watch the other day, and I stumbled upon Looney Tunes. The Pig and Daffy Duck had some new animated movie come out. And spoiler alert, if you're planning on watching it, spoiler alert, the big twist in the end is that the alien guy thinks that the biggest resource is boba tea. So it's the biggest thing at the end of the movie.
That's funny.
The boba.
Yeah, man. Listen, they love boba tea.
Yeah.
Boba
it's called the Day the Earth Blew Up.
Thank you. Porky Pig.
It's Looney Tunes?
Yeah. It's a movie.
It's for children?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was for grown people.
I mean, I watched it. I don't have a kid yet.
He's coming, though, because, Jack. Hey!
I was watching it, so when my son and I eventually watch it, I can cover his eyes for the scary parts. That's what I was doing.
That's good. When Lil' Chan comes. You can cover Lil' Chan's eyes. That's cool, man.
Your weather?
Lil' Chan appeal.
It's hot. It's humid. It's going to be in the upper 70s. We'll take a break here. We'll scrub this entire segment so that Odyssey doesn't get its hands on it,
man,
and fire
alt,
us.
Man, alt.
That's a good segment.
On the other side, there was some big news in the Solana family today that I'd like to share. I'd like to congratulate a member of my family. We'll do that, and a new member of my family. We'll do that on the other side. Plus, it was something I wanted to get to with Appel maybe tomorrow, but since we kind of got into it here, Appel's having a baby, and maybe Crowder can give him some tips. New father.
I got you.
Crowder has three kids, three lovely kids. Maybe you can give him some tips. We'll do that in the next segment. This is the 3 o'clock hour. Hawk is on vacation. Appel, Crowder, Solana, and Jimmy take you up until 6.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Socrates once said, you don't know what your body can do until it does it.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
3 o'clock hour continues. Hawkman, Crowder, and Solana show. Going to get some important fatherly advice from Crowder to Appel in a second. First, though, I would like to announce, I'm very proud to announce, that there is a new member of the Solana family, Madeline Elena Holler. My sister gave birth last night, 11:48 p.m., 7 pounds, 7 ounces, to the newest member of the Solana family. So I am a Tio again, Crowder. Awesome. Second one.
Awesome. Yeah. That's amazing.
Congratulations.
So, congratulations. My sister's name is Jackie. Mm-hmm. Her husband, Nick, last name Holler. They always say that, you know, we have bits with my dad, Eduardo, and my brother, even though that one's weird because I gave him an enema, whatever. She's always a little jealous that, that, you know, nobody even knows I have a sister on the show. She's like, you guys never talk about your sister.
She's the smartest one.
She literally is the smartest one. Yes. She's the most successful one. Yes. She's the one that my parents are most proud of.
Should be.
I am obviously at the very bottom of mm-hmm. the list. Yeah. But nonetheless, congratulations, seriously, to Jackie and Nick. And, I am excited to meet Madeline, Maddie. We're going to call her Baby Maddie.
Baby Maddie.
My new niece.
So your sister has how many kids?
That's her first one.
First baby?
First
That's
baby.
Beautiful. No, yeah. Your brother has one.
My brother has one.
So it's just two.
Yeah, we got Mati and we got Maddie now.
That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Tell him keep working because you can't make no babies. Mm,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm struggling there. Uh-huh.
He's just not physically capable.
Well, I have the part.
No, you don't.
You want to see?
No, you don't.
He was saying earlier he could be.
Yeah, man, that ain't making no baby. He's in the foyer. If you walk in the house, he stays right in the front porch.
All right. Appel, we know that you and your wife Mara are expecting.
We are?
Yeah. A boy. You're going to be having a little Appel running around soon. Crowder, if there was one piece of advice that you could send to my brother-in-law, Nick, and to Appel, who will be having his own son in a couple of months, what is the one piece of advice you, as a three-time father,
yes,
zero-time NFL Super Bowl champion, but three-time father, what is the one piece of advice you would give?
I'm more proud of my kids than a damn Super Bowl, I'll tell you that. Yeah. Honestly, and it's the fathers out there will know what I'm talking about, and it's a little serious, but it's hard as hell. Do not let that damn baby sleep in the bed with you. Do not let the baby sleep in the bed with you because they become dependent, and now you got to sleep with that damn baby for the rest of your life. They're going to be in your bed for years. Make an effort, and it's hard, and parents don't want to do it because people are lazy and they want to sleep at night. Do not you get a bassinet next to the bed. Do not let that baby lay next to you because it gets used to laying in the bed, and then that bastard's going to come in the room for the next 15 years and lay in the bed. That's the first advice.
Mara's already on top of that. I think we already have a bassinet ready to go.
Yes.
Not built yet, but we have one ready that we're going to order.
Get the bassinet. Do not let that baby get in that bed with you. And the second advice, and it's kind of heartless, you have no breasts. If your wife is breastfeeding at middle of the night, there's no reason for you to wake up. There's no reason for you to wake up. Now everybody's sleeping. Honestly, like I did it with Lil Chan, I did it. He cries, she wakes up, she runs, you know, go to the nursery, and I'm behind her, patting her on the back. There's no more milk being made with me patting her on the back. I need to get my rest so I can wake up in the morning and be fresh.
I like this.
Because I don't have no breasts. Mm-hmm. I can't produce milk. Yeah. I can't. You can. Mm-hmm. She would pump milk and have milk, you know, done already. And when the baby cried at night, then it would be my turn. I would go warm the milk up and go feed the baby because it was my turn. And when it was my turn, she would keep her ass asleep so the next morning we're not both exhausted. So take turns. If it's your breastfeeding time or your bottle feeding time or her breastfeeding time, go to sleep. And do not let that damn baby get in the bed with you because I've heard horror stories about it. And when the baby starts sleeping in the bed with you every night, that baby's going to get in your bed for the next 15 years. And you don't want to be sitting there trying to make another baby in 3 years. And now the baby walks in and wants to get in the bed. Now you can't get no whoopee appeal. Now Maura's upset. Now y'all are frustrated. And the baby's sitting there snoring. Yeah. Do not let the baby sleep in the bed with y'all.
My biggest fear about that is like rolling over on top of the baby. That's horrifying, let alone just the habit of it. Although, I guess, and I don't want to compare a baby to a dog, but the dog here, Wade, sleeps in the bed with us every night because he's a puppy.
Of course.
Mara, let him sleep in the bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the dog's bed. So that's, I'm assuming it's the same kind of dynamic there, dogs, babies.
Crowder doesn't like that. Crowder and I have for years debated this. He doesn't believe a dog should sleep in the bed.
That's nasty.
And I won't go to sleep if my dog and I aren't cuddling.
Agreed.
So the dog is in your bed, on your sheets and cover.
Yeah.
Yep.
The dog that just licked his crotch and booty hole.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
The dog that went outside and ran through the grass and got fleas and ticks on it.
Yeah.
Jumped straight in your bed and sleeps next to you when you are naked.
Mm-hmm. Body to body.
That's nasty.
I cuddle.
That's nasty.
With my dog every night.
I woke up this morning and Wade was on his back on top of my pillow that I rest my head on.
Yeah.
With his mouth that he just licked his genitals with.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then guess what I got? And I had a big old kiss in the morning from the dog.
Yeah.
And he licked you in your face.
Damn straight.
Mm-hmm. Post booty and crotch lick.
Yep.
Y'all That's are right. nasty. Mm-hmm. That's disgusting.
A dog's tongue is one of the cleanest things on the planet.
Dog's tongue my butt.
Yeah. That's
facts. No, dog's tongue's on his butt.
That's facts.
That's nastiest thing in the world.
That's facts.
No, a dog has more enzymes in his mouth than humans. But that doesn't mean that you need booty and crotch lick on that enzyme-filled tongue. Mm. Y'all are nasty, man.
Says God. Well, anyways.
That's disgusting.
Anyways, Appel, congrats, obviously.
Don't let that dog lick Maddie and little Channing Appel. Don't let the dogs lick the babies in the face.
Oh, man, my dog is going to give Maddie a big old kiss, man. A big old kiss.
There's actually a lot of tension in our household because Wade is scared of boxes and objects, and I'm a little worried, like, when we bring in the little carrier, when the bassinet's set up, like, how's he going to react? Is he going to scurry away? Is he going to be protective? I'm a little nervous about it. Going on walks with a stroller? It's a big source of contention in this
Your
household
dog is
right
scared
now.
Of boxes?
Scared of boxes?
Everything.
But what does
scared
he do?
Of his bag of treats.
What does he do?
Shakes and scurries away.
Yeah, man, you cut him loose. Take him out 27. Take him off 27. Just cut him loose side of the road.
Never in a million years. Are you kidding me?
Hey, Crowder's so on point, though, about not letting a kid sleep in the bed with you, because I could just tell, like, which kids grew up sleeping in their parents' bed. Watch this. Jimmy.
Yeah. Oh.
Jimmy.
Jimmy still sleeps in his parents' bed.
Jimmy, you slept in your parents' bed, right, until at least you were, like, 8 or 9?
No comment.
Ah, I knew it.
Listen, worst thing you can do. And it's tough. The baby will go to sleep faster laying next to you. And laying in the bed, it'll go to sleep faster because it has the warmth and it hears your heart beating. And it makes sense. But you're going to line yourself up for a decade of no sex if you let that baby sleep in the bed with you early on.
Somebody texts in, no wonder Solana won't have a baby. Cuddles with his dog instead of his wife.
Yeah, that's sexy.
Yeah, I'm not even going to lie. I'd rather cuddle with my dog than with my fiance.
So Valentina, beautiful. Yeah, and
gorgeous.
I don't know why. It's just one of those things. Every time I see him, I'm like, so you like him?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Amazing, smart. Mm-hmm. Just so she comes home from a hard day's work.
Yeah.
And you want her to jump into bed with you, mm-hmm, licking a dog in the mouth that just licked his crotch and give you some whooping.
Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds like, just think about that. Hard day work.
Well, what about
home.
Me? What about me? Hard day.
Hard day work. Nothing, Solana.
You think it's easy?
At noon today. You came here and talked to me for 4 hours. You're gonna go home, lick the dog in the mouth that just licked his crotch, and wait for her to come home from a 12-hour shift, and then you think she want to give you some whoopee? You ain't making no babies.
Can't wait.
You ain't making no babies, and you stay in the front yard. You will never go to the backyard.
I'm going to Google what that means in the commercial break. 4 o'clock hour.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
They were just sitting in your house naked?
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.